You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Thursday, Tax Working Group released its interim report on how to manage taxes in New Zealand. I spoke to Equalities Network Secretary Peter Malcolm to talk about the report regarding its ability to address inequality.
There's some very good noises. They mention inequality as one of the serious problems in New Zealand. I think at least four or five times throughout the whole report, or 180 odd pages of it. So obviously in their minds it is an important issue. They also talk about reducing tax on the low paid workers, which is really good. But there's no mention, inequality is about the gap between the rich and the poor. There's no mention about what they're going to do about what I would call obscene, excessive high salaries that do exist in New Zealand. We've had some lovely examples recently of Fonterra, for example, where there are very high salaries being paid to not just the very top person, but a number of those people at the top. And there was a lovely example a little while ago of, what was it, 8 or 10 of the managers of Plunkett in Wellington being paid more than $180,000 a year. Now, there's nothing in the tax working group which looks at that side of the problem. The other thing, though, that's good about it is that as well as income inequality, we do have wealth inequality, because there are lots of examples of where people use their wealth to make increasingly large amounts of money. You know, the really good example is that somebody who sells a packet of shares and makes, say, $500,000 on the sale of those shares, they pay no tax on that at all. Now, how does that compare with the poor person on wages who pays tax on every single penny? Now, the Tax Working Group interim report makes some very encouraging noises about a capital tax, as they call it, which is basically a capital gains tax. And so if they can follow through on that, then that's a very positive move about reducing wealth inequality in this country. But I'm hopeful that we will make a very comprehensive response to the Tax Working Group about their interim report, because they have asked for submissions on it, and we've started working on a submission now, and we'll make that point very strongly, that one, they highlight inequality as a problem for New Zealand. They are making some small steps towards doing something about it, but in our view, nowhere near enough.
Explain a steeper tax regression scale. Why is the current system not working?
Because the top tax rate in New Zealand, the top income tax rate is 33 cents in the dollar, and it kicks in at $70,000 a year. Now, you know, in my view, that's nowhere near enough to start to reduce inequality in this country. If you compare, we have one of the lowest tax regime of any of the developed countries in the world. And so a top tax rate of 33 cents in the dollar kicking in at 70,000, in my view, is nowhere near enough. I don't believe it should kick in until you get up into, say, 130, 140, 150,000. But from then on, up till there, I think the taxes should be lower so that the middle class in New Zealand are not penalised too much. But those above that need to pay their fair share. And the fair share is what they can afford to pay. And so there should be an increasing tax rate. I would go up to probably 50 or 60 cents in the dollar on people's income, where that income is, say, in excess of $200,000 a year.
Could you explain what you mean by wanting to see all sources of income taxed?
Oh, right. to have a totally fair system. In other words, have a system where, well, not like what we've got now, where people can get money from all sorts of sources. If you're a wage and salary earner, then every single penny gets taxed. As I've said before, if you play with heaps of money, then you don't pay much tax at all. I would also include inheritances. It's been very interesting that the British magazine The Economist, which has some very detailed articles on these sorts of things, they're suggesting it's time we brought back an inheritance tax, because at the moment that's totally tax-free. They actually call it a windfall tax, which I think is not a bad idea. So that that's an example of income that, in my view, should be part of the tax net. What are the others off the top of my head? The basic principle is that if you get money, you should pay tax. You know, that's the ultimate in fairness of the system. Sorry, I've just remembered, Damien. I'd have gift duties back again too. You know, if you give people money, then that's money that they receive and they should pay tax on it. It was interesting, we have some friends in Western Massachusetts. It's quite a long story, but she managed to make, through the sale of some antique stuff, I think it was $90,000. Now, by the time the government had taken its tax out of that, she actually got about $50,000. She was happy about that because that's a fair tax regime.
Also, one of the interesting things that you'd like to address was secondary income tax. I know that's affected me working two part-time jobs on low income.
Yep.
Yeah, so could you explain more on that?
I think you've put it rather well yourself, is that if you have two jobs, then on the second job you do pay secondary income tax, which is a higher rate than you would have to pay if you add all those together. Now, one of the arguments is that, yeah, sure, you can wrap that up at the end of the year because you put in a tax return and you get some tax back. Now, for those on lower incomes, it's a bit tough to have to wait till the following year before you get that money back. It's interesting that the Tax Working Group make a lot of comments about the use of technology in the system, and that the IRD can use a lot of internet-based stuff and so on and so forth. Surely there must be a mechanism which makes, which calculates just how much tax you should pay, rather than just having a blanket secondary income tax. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do sort of think that. Yeah, going on to the talk about technology, IRD, their tax return, I think, is a little bit more complicated than the other services out there which take money away. So yep. Definitely that's something that needs to be addressed. That's all the questions I have. Is there any further comments that you'd like to make?
No, thanks, Damien. I think the major points are that the Tax Working Group is moving in the right direction by recognising that inequality is a problem in New Zealand. But they're a little half-hearted when it comes to doing something seriously about it. We're pleased at lower taxes for the low-paid. We're pleased that they're looking seriously at a capital tax. That's a capital gains tax. Not sure about the family home. I think that creates exempting the family home and the land underneath it, I think, creates opportunities for people to avoid the tax in a huge way. If you've got money, all you do is build an even more expensive house yourself. At the end, you sell it, but it's the family home, so you don't pay any tax on it. Now, surely there is a way around that problem. But we're encouraged by the noises they're making, and we will certainly be making submissions to suggest ways of improving their approach to solving the inequality problem in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.